It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am really glad to be with you once again. And if you'd like to find out more about me, always visit my website at theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. And go ahead and hit me up in an email, or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Well, there's this, also, while you're there on my website, why don't you check out my survey page, and if you could fill that out for me, that would be fantastic. I came across this verse, Psalms 34:10. I'd never heard it before, and it really just spoke to me. And it says, "The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." And then all these other scriptures came to mind about if a child asks a parent for food, do they give them a stone? So if a child asks for bread, does a parent give him a stone? No. And then I think about Matthew, and he says, "Why do you worry? Doesn't God take care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field?" And then I remember, "God will provide all my needs according to his riches through Christ Jesus." So I'm like, okay. But over and over again it says, "Don't worry, don't worry. I'll take care of you, I'll take care of you." And I was in church the other day, and I was around the kids because the kids were getting dismissed. And I was in the hallway while the kids were going to their classroom. And I just remember what it was like being a kid. And none of those children had any worries or concerns about where their next meal would come from, if they would have a place to live. And I understand that there's some children in this world that do wonder about that, but the vast majority of children out there don't. They don't think about it because they know their parents are going to take care of them. So then we grow up and then things change. How come they change? God is our parent. He's our provider, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And then I come across this word, "But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." So why do I worry? Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalms 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in is blameless. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." Constantly, the Bible talks about this over and over again. And then I had a conversation with a friend. And we've seen God over and over again in our life come through for us. But yet, sometimes when those things hit us, when bills come up that we don't know how we're going to pay for, or we lose our job and we don't know how we're going to survive, we start panicking. And then I told her, "Well, what about Elijah? He never worried about where his next meal would come from. God provided him in such a way, he sent ravens to feed him. He sent birds to give him nourishment. He had widows provide nourishment and shelter for him. So he never knew where his provision was going to come from, but God always came through. God never abandoned him. God never abandoned me. God never will abandon you." And then I get upset with myself. Well, why am I doubting God? And then I pray and I repent and I say, "God, I'm sorry. I know I should trust you, and I do trust you. And in my mind, I know you're going to come through for me. And I'm sorry for the lack of faith, because he always does come through for me." So I'm hoping that this will be a blessing to you. If you're going through hard times and you're wondering how you're going to make it, just realize, those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. And if he cares about the birds, see, birds, how are they going to get nourishment? God provides for them. God provides for the animals, how they're going to eat. And like Jesus said, aren't we more than they? Of course we are. So it just makes me sad. Proverbs 10:3 says, "The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked." So time and time again throughout scripture, it just tells me God's going to take care of me. I shouldn't worry. I shouldn't wonder. I should just be like the kids, like children, like when we were young. And we never worried about where our next meal would come from, because we knew our parents would take care of us. Man, to be like that again. And Jesus even said, "Let the children come unto me, for such of these are the kingdom of heaven." No wonder why. Because the kids have so much faith. They don't worry about the tomorrow, because tomorrow, Jesus said, had enough worries of itself. Just keep track of today. And what does he say in the Lord's Prayer? For God will provide our daily bread, right? Even in the Lord's Prayer, it says that. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us not our trespasses, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, the kingdom forever and ever. Amen." Even Jesus says that's how we should pray. Just ask God for today's provision. Don't ask him about tomorrow's provision, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. And to be quite honest with you, we're only guaranteed today. We're not promised tomorrow. So we have to make the best of what we have today. And so then my friend was telling me, well, these things are helping her build her faith up. And I guess I would agree to that. Maybe God allows things like that to come into my life to help me build my faith so I can be like an Elijah. There's this other couple I know. And for as long as I've known them, over 20 years, they've always lived by faith. They never knew where their provision would come from. It was always God took care of them. They've never been homeless. They've never gone without food. In fact, God sends them around the world to minister. And these people have to live by faith. They don't have employment. They are full-time ministry people. Talk about faith building, man. And they're an inspiration to me, because they just know God will provide. And he's never let them down. They've always had electricity. They've always had food. They've always had shelter. What more can you ask for? They always had clothes on their back. Just simple things like that. And I'm hoping that today's show will, if you're struggling or you're just wondering or how's your needs going to be met, I just hope this will be an encouragement to you, that you will really get in and just remember that God said he has your back, that he's going to take care of you. And you don't have to worry about the rest of that stuff. So just one more time, it keeps bringing me great joy when I hear this verse over and over again. It's just bringing me great joy and comfort. Psalms 34:10 says, "The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those that seek the Lord lack no good thing." And that's the key. You have to seek the Lord. Seek ye the first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's always about seeking God. Elijah sought after God. All these people in the Bible that had great faith sought after God, where God took care of them and provided for them. So that would be the key. Going after God. Even in Psalm 23, he prepares a table in front of my enemies. He prepares a table for me in front of my enemies. There's no way God would ever turn his back on his children. Would you ever turn your back on your children? Would you ever not provide if they needed it? I should hope not. And if we're that good to our children and we're fallen sinners, imagine how good God is to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us that much that he died for us even when we were sinners. And it says, we love him because he first loved us. We didn't love him first. We loved him after he loved us. So if we're good to our earthly children, how much more is God, who's the creator of everything? He can make water come out of a rock. Surely he can provide food for you. What if one day you walked out of your house and you had a garden and it was barren one day, and the next morning you woke up and all those plants were full of fruit? Wouldn't that be something? Just like in Egypt, and God provided manna for them. Every morning, they had enough nourishment for that day. God said, don't take more than what you need for today. Sure enough, when they took more, because they were scared that there wouldn't be provision tomorrow, it turned to garbage. But the next day, he put manna again, and then he brought them quail, and he turned a rock into water. If he can do it for them, he can do it for you. Just keep, if you have doubts, just talk to God about it and remind him of the things he's done in the Bible. And maybe that will edify yourself a little bit and give you comfort when you pray and say, God, you provided for the Israelites in the desert. You provided food for Elijah. God, I know you can provide for me. And your word says, how much more will you care for me than the lilies of the field and the birds of the air? So, Lord, I'm not going to worry about where my provision will come from tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. But I ask you, Lord, for my daily bread for today. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I want you to remember, you can always find me out at theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. And write me. I'd love to hear from you. Find out where you're listening from and email me. My email address is on my website, theambermayshow.com, or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, it's yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually...